For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
We're speaking with Bruce Merkin, Director of Communications for the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org. Bruce, the feds are at it again. What have they released of late?
They just, a few days ago, released Monitoring the Future, which is a survey of adolescent drug use and attitudes towards drug use. And as usual, there's a fair number of interesting nuggets in there that, for whatever reason, the drug czar and his allies didn't talk about at their press conference. One piece of good news that they did mention is that teenage cigarette smoking has dropped to its lowest level since they've been measuring it. And that's certainly a good thing, but what's interesting and what wasn't is that teen cigarette smoking has been dropping much farther and much faster than teen use of marijuana. In fact, the survey found that among 10th graders, there are more current marijuana smokers than cigarette smokers among 10th graders. And if you look at the lines on the graph, it's really remarkable how fast cigaretting has been dropping among kids, while marijuana use hasn't changed very much at all. And this actually mirrors what the CDC has found in a survey that they do every other year called the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, which 2 years ago reported that across the board there were more current teenage marijuana smokers than cigarette smokers. Now, the reason I mention all of this, telling us that the reason we have to have prohibition, even for adults, is to protect the children, to keep this evil weed away from kids. Well, we're seeing with tobacco that intelligent and seriously applied laws and regulations can restrict access for kids. And you don't need prohibition to do it. In fact, I'd argue that prohibition actually gets in the way. You walk into any store that sells tobacco and you say, under 18, no tobacco, we card. You ever seen a drug dealer with a sign like that? Regulation works. We're seeing more evidence every day that it works. And it's just time, I think, to wake up and smell the coffee, or the tobacco, if you prefer, and have drug policies that bear some relationship to reality.
Bruce also told me that for 31 straight years now, approximately 85% of teenagers say it's easier to get alcohol or tobacco than marijuana. He also said that 8th graders think that marijuana is a more dangerous drug than crack cocaine, thanks to the government propaganda. And as I read through the report, I noted that children are using more inhalants and hard drugs, pharmaceuticals. Prohibition, quite a success, eh? Once again, the website for the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.